Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Great job of it.
Really? So yeah. A 200-pound man can bounce on the end of some plastic, and you can just remove that, and it's like still be stable when you put it back?
It's like some fiberglass. What if the guy says, oh, that's a diving board. I'm going to write you up. I'm like, it's not a diving board. It's a laying board. I just lay there to lay out for the sun.
Just get a trampoline. Also, trap.
Does a trampoline cause your insurance to go up?
Yeah.
Really? So if you are seen at your house and you have a trampoline, they could raise your rates?
Yep.
That's garbage.
It's a death trap.
It's garbage. I'm allowed to have fun.
Okay. Fun.
And by the way,
insurance companies look at fun?
Hold on.
Insurance companies look at fun as risk.
Okay, so that's fine and all, but we're talking about NBA players. You tell me NBA players can't have a diving board? They can afford the insurance.
Sure. They can.
Goran Dragic can't afford the insurance?
Absolutely.
I'm going to go out here. Fine. I do dragon dive. Listen, I jump up, I do flip, I go down. Fantastic.
Well, hopefully, they're not as fragile as Tony Ferguson.
We're back after this.
You all appreciate it.
When I was young, just what happened in the days when you were allowed to add fun stuff to your pool, Leroy? I don't want to just sit there in a bath. I want it to be a playground.
As with so many other things, when you see how dangerous they are, you kind of change the rules on those things.
Man, people telling us that they can do surprise visits. People on insurance companies are doing drones. Text writes in, trampolines are death traps, Tobin. I know you present yourself as a carefree redneck father figure, but I really hope you don't actually have a trampoline with two young kids. Could legit permanently kill them or injure them. I mean, I had a trampoline as a kid on the farm. We were great.
And now we see why.
No worries.
No.
Not only that, Leroy, I had one of those big trampolines. Didn't even have like the protective nets.
Oh, that came in the future where you could just bounce off if you, like, man, just go on YouTube and watch trampoline accidents.
Trampolines are fun, man. I go to Adrenaline right across from my house. All the time. Well, obviously not now. It's COVID-ed up. But when it was open, oh, that place is great. And they got all kinds of trampolines. They got the whole floor's trampolines. They got the super bounce trampoline, so you could bounce up the whole wall. They got dodgeball trampoline dodgeball. Yeah, I mean, that place is a hoot. It's so much fun. You feel like a giant kangaroo.
You have the same size arms.
That's just an unnecessary shot.
All you need is a tail and a little pouch.
No, I mean, I was. This is not something we need to picture. I was dressed as that.
Yes,
and I did fit into the arms quite comfortably.
So, though, man.
Oh, so, hold goodness. On, let me get this straight. So, can I? Let me just get this straight. It says insurance isn't the only. A text writes in, insurance isn't the only problem. In Dayton and Broward, it's a code violation to have a slider diving board. You could be fined if they catch it. And yes. They look at satellite imagery every year to find those kinds of violations. Okay, so let me just get this straight. Jimmy Butler, all right? If Jimmy Butler is on his Instagram, on a diving board, all right?
Right.
And he's doing flips. He's having a good time. You're telling me some guy, some agent is going to show up or some rep is going to show up and say, excuse me, Mr. Butler, we have a problem. We heard of diving board in action in the in the backyard. We're going to need to take a look at your property. You're telling me those guys have the right to go on your property and look and see if you have a diving board to prove it?
I don't think they necessarily check for it. But it's kind of one of those laws and rules that are in effect. If something happens, right? If something mm-hmm. happens, then you can get in big trouble because you're not supposed to have in the first place.
All right, but let's just say they find it via, let's just say in a situation, all right? Tyler Hero signs his max contract, right? He seems like the type of guy who would love a trampoline. We also know that he loves Instagram ass models. Why wouldn't he? He's a 20-year-old NBA player. Let's say Tyler Hero is having himself a little Instagram ass model party at his house because he just hit the game-winning shot against the Bucks, right? Mm-hmm. You're telling me that Tyler Hero can get in trouble for having a diving board?
Who shows up first? Spo or the city?
Are diving boards are those one of those things in the contract you're not allowed to have?
Again, if you're doing flips off a diving board and you're a starter or you're a contributor to an NBA basketball team, who shows up first or gives you the call? Co-violation or your coach or your organization that's paying you a boatload of money?
So you think Pat Riley and Andy Ellisberg show up to Tyler Hero's house, Instagram ass models running all around, bottomless, and you think they grab him by the ear and say, what the hell are you doing, baby goat?
No. If they see the ass models, first they have a couple of beers. Right. Then they mention it to him.
Okay, so first Andy Ellisberg gets on the diving board and he does a cannonball, and then he says, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Because that's what I picture going on.
Oh, my goodness.
So you know who I picture they send to do all this stuff? You know who gets sent to tell people to stop diving off diving boards? Dan Craig.
Yeah.
Dan, listen, we're going to need you to send. He goes, oh, come on, man. He goes, hey, listen, your second assistant. Because I don't think Spo deals with it. I don't think they have Riley do things like this. I think Dan Craig is sent in there, maybe Chris Quinn, and they have to go knock on Tyler Hero's door and say, baby goat, put away the diving board. Stop having the Instagram ass models dive off the diving board.
Well, no, long as he's not diving.
Oh, they don't care about the Instagram models?
No.
Oh, they can bounce all they want?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wasn't that the old, that was the Man Show with Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla back in the day? The thing was always they had hot girls bouncing on trampolines.
Oh, yeah.
That was their bit.
Say, back in the day, we weren't a bunch of punks. Trampolines are awesome.
Somebody says in Tobin's Redneck Water Park, all that was missing was a diving board. That's basically what we had. My daughter, by the way, we did try a slip and slide, and her form was terrible, and she got like a bad red mark on her hip from trying to. She did like a belly flop onto a slip and slide. I'm like, what? Your form is all off. Everybody knows you got to stay low to the ground.
What is wrong with
you? You do. You want to be like a salamander.
Have you ever watched World's Dumbass, whatever?
Yes.
Well, I watch it, show. and Levitar would show it all the time. About they had one with the party people, mm-hmm. and the Spider-Man that tried to do a backflip and knocked himself out. That would be that every day in the life of Brendan Tobin. Hey, you know what we should do? Because here's what happens. I know you. The trampoline would only last a day. Mm. Then you'd be like this. What if I jump off my house, bounce on the trampoline, and then do a backflip into the pool? That'd be you.
Well,
you can't just stop. You can't leave well enough alone. You can't just have a trampoline. You can't just have a diving board.
Yeah, but once you master the tricks, you got to move on to something else. It's just like these. You don't think Bam's going to be like, all right, I've done the. But by the way, can I ask you something? If Derrick Jones Jr. bounces on a trampoline, can he jump higher than the average person? Like, can he jump to the moon?
Or off a
diving board? Like, how high can Derrick Jones Jr. jump off a diving board?
Because he already got mad hops?
Yeah.
So if he times it right, yeah, of course.
you still got to be able to jump, but
so is it more, here. Is it more let me ask you this. Is it more dangerous for Derek Jones Jr. to jump off a diving board or more dangerous for Goron to jump off a diving board?
I would say more dangerous for Derek Jones Jr. because every time he jumps, I feel like his legs are going to buckle. Right? No, come on. Are you tell me.
He's skinny.
Right. He is like thin.
Yeah, they say that they make him, I think they make him chug like 2 protein shakes after a game to keep his weight up.
Jeez. Oh, somebody said trampolines are cool till you get pinched by the springs.
Oh, yeah, but you got everybody's got to keep the blue border up. Everybody knows the blue border.
Here, I'm going to tell you like this. It's not even the springs. Once you have jumped in the air and missed the trampoline, anything else, you know anything that comes after that is going to hurt like hell.
Somebody says, Tobin, look up Bob's River Place in Jacksonville. Free of liability. Ooh, this looks fun,
Roy. Hold on, now we got to pull it up.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now. It looks exactly like you would think a place called Bob's River Place would look. You got you got Tarzan ropes. You got belly long slides that go right into some river in northern Florida.
Bob's River Place. Oh, it came right up. A fun place for adrenaline junkies of all ages.
Yeah. You got to respect the place that are still sticking around. This guy sounds like the water park Joe Exotic. Shout out to Bob.
Shout out to Bob. Oh, yeah. Look at this.
I just love the idea of Andy Ellisberg having to show up to break up a diving board party.
unlike most water parks, right? They don't care about tandem jumping.
I got to tell you, the water slides look a little suspect.
They do. I was looking. It reminds me of the place back in upstate New York where I used to go called Splashdown, and it had like this giant, like almost like a luge type water park slide. And it was, I mean, you were hanging on for dear life. It was fast and fun, but that border was not big enough.
You know what this is? I know exactly what this is. This is Redneck Aquatica.
Yep.
Because when you look at, look, you're not going to find swinging ropes at Aquatica. You're not going to find the log thing on Aquatica. And look at the family picture. Oh, definitely. You're not going to find, look. Guys swinging crazily on a hammock, that's you right there. Normal people take a nap. Rednecks use it as a swing.
Man, do you see the sign for Bob's River Place? It's so it looks
like I'm looking at the photo gallery. There's 9 pictures.
We don't do this place is like Darlene's retirement right here. Darlene.
Oh, well,
this is where the Snells went for their honeymoon.
Well, no, I don't want to break. Yeah. All right.
Ooh, named one of Florida's hidden gems by Travelers Magazine.
Let's see how much it costs to go to Redneck Water Park.
Bet it's not Redneck prices.
This is expensive.
$10. $10.
I stand corrected.
What do you do for $10
yes!
these days? That's pretty good.
$10.
That's pretty good.
Oh, look, a picture of them holding hands.
You know what sucks, though? Let me tell you what's going to suck for Tua Tagovailoa when he becomes Dolphins quarterback. He's not going to have as much fun being a young star in Miami as Tyler Herro is. Because people, if we found out that Tua Tagovailoa is out here partying with the Instagram ass models, people are going to judge his leadership. It's not fair. He should be allowed to have the party, too. Baby Goat's allowed to go out there, hit buckets, and have fun with Instagram ass models. Why won't Tua?
Yo, basketball is so different, man. Because here, no matter what you do in basketball, you're never construed as a leader or not a leader. You either are or you aren't, regardless of what you do, right? Whereas football, the quarterback, every second of his day, he has to handle himself like a leader. Like a quarterback. And those rules don't apply. You take the star of a basketball team, and they don't feel that way about him.
Listen, man, I hope Tua is allowed to have his fun too. That's all I'm saying. Leroy, we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
All right. Later, Dan.
Dan, great job today. We will talk to you guys tomorrow on a Friday.
I'm sure that woman's husband is Tiger Sashimi.
Broken down patties. You're like, I'm not eating here anymore. It sucks.
I don't know, man. Pumpkin can go straight to hell.
Told you. My only regret, they don't pay me by the word. I'd be getting what? I'd be killing it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.